One.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening to our listeners around the world.
From Johannesburg, London, Helsinki, Dubai, to Vancouver, we are the Tastemakers.
Let's throw Edmonton there as well, since we're there in 3 weeks.
That's right, 3 weeks from Thursday, and we do have a good fan base in Edmonton. So from Vancouver to Edmonton, and as well, let's throw in Toronto there too.
Yep.
We are the Tastemakers. Happy Wednesday, everybody, on a wonderful...
Actually, this is Tuesday.
Oh, still getting confused.
Right.
We used to be on Wednesdays.
Yep.
Today is August 12th, right?
Yeah. Okay. Today's August. It is August 12th?
Okay. Well, then I got that right.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it?
Well, if it's August 12th, there should
it's
be one
August
extra 12th. Name on your birthday list today that I know.
Oh, I already have it on there, and I knew that you would know it. I'm surprised you knew that off
big
the top.
Big 75 today.
I knew that you, yeah. I'm surprised 75. You knew that off the top of your head. Yeah. Boy, this is too much.
Yeah. Well, I want to welcome our some new listeners we've got in Nairobi today. Hello, Nairobi.
Oh,
I think it's evening there right now. But
it might even be tomorrow.
Yes, good evening, Nairobi, and thanks for listening to the Tastemakers all the way here in Hollywood.
And for those of you who might not know it, Nairobi is in Kenya.
Correct. Home of the safari.
Safari.
Right.
Got to get out there.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Nairobi. Pass the word.
I know, Mark, we recently got a Johannesburg listener as well. That's
right.
Why I mentioned that. So
that's correct.
Oh, I just heard the twinkle of your phone. So
which
means
business.
Business.
Yes.
Business is always being conducted.
Always.
So happy Tuesday. And I'm sorry, I did say Wednesday is the show. Originally started on a Wednesday, so... It's a happy Tuesday, August 12th. Expected to be close to triple digits today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I think we're over the hump, and we're towards the back nine of the summer.
Well, technically, Labor Day is the unofficial end of summer, and Labor Day is 20 days away.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
And what that means is football season's coming up, so bravo to that.
Yeah, crazy,
well, let's
right?
start the show like we do every week, Mark, with wishing some celebrity birthdays.
All right. Who we got
I guess
there?
We'll start out with your number one. You're one of the biggest fans for someone who is celebrating 75 candles. Actually, 74, Mark. You said 75. George Hamilton?
It was 1939. That makes it 75.
Well, as according to my reading today.
Well, your reading's wrong. August 12th, 1939, pal.
Okay. And Sam Jones. You remember him from Flash Gordon?
Yeah, Sam Jones, right. Yeah.
And in addition to Flash Gordon, I was going to say Flashdance, I can only think of one other movie he's been in, and is within the last year.
Who's this?
Sam Jones.
Oh, geez.
Ted?
Ted?
Remember he was in
Sam,
Ted.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh? And it was kind of like a spoof. He was playing himself in there, right?
He was himself, yeah. Because they were big Flash Gordon fans.
Yeah. Wow,
How do you even incorporate that in the script?
Being creative, that's how.
And then you got to wonder, what did Sam Jones think when the script came his way?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How much does somebody like him get paid for that?
Well, you know, it's almost like the Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle from about 10 years ago. Really, 10 years ago, Neil Patrick Harris wasn't as relevant as he was today.
Right.
Doing the Kumar White Castle movies 10 years ago reactivated, jump-started his career again.
Yep.
He then, a year later, got into the...
Broadway?
Everybody Loves Your Mom. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
And then
never
Broadway.
Seen an episode.
Neither have I. And then Broadway,
yep.
And then hosting all the award shows.
Yep.
So... Kumar jump-started. I guess Sam Jones didn't have as much luck.
Yeah.
I mean, he did the one
that,
thing,
I'm
but since then, nothing.
I'm going to have to look him up on IMDb. We may have to give him a shout.
That's a good idea.
Oh, back to Neil Patrick Harris real quick, by the way. Have you seen him in those Heineken commercials?
Yeah, it doesn't fit to me.
It doesn't fit. I don't get it either.
No, he doesn't come across as like a beer drinker guy.
Yep.
He'd have like a dirty martini,
yep.
But not a beer, let alone a Heineken.
Well,
so
Mark,
it's kind of silly.
You know, like what I always say, get it if you can get it.
Yep, that's it.
All right, so 75 candles on the
George
old
Hamilton.
Birthday cake for George Hamilton,
yep.
And 59 for Sam Jones.
59, huh?
59.
Wow.
One of the Affleck brothers, not Ben, but his brother.
Casey,
38 today.
Wow.
Buck Owens.
Oh, I thought Buck Owens was dead.
He did. He is.
Oh.
He's gone.
Oh.
But today is his birthday. He would have been 85 today.
doggone Buck Owens.
Now, you know,
for the listeners who don't know Buck Owens, he's from a Hee-Haw.
Hee-Haw. Yeah. Country music star, country western star from the 50s and 60s.
Gotcha.
Then went on to fame for Hee-Haw. But
gotcha.
He would be 85. And speaking of who would be, Cecil B. DeMille, long gone.
Well, we call him C.B. DeMille.
C.B. DeMille. For our listeners who don't know who that is, a big-time producer, director, and what have you in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. C.B. DeMille, today's his birthday. Long gone, though, Mark. How long do you think he'd be? How old do you think he'd be?
116.
Close. He passed away in 1959.
Dropped dead at the Knickerbocker Hotel in Hollywood, California.
Yeah, in 1959. He would be celebrating 133 candles
133,
on his birthday.
No kidding. Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, he died in 1959.
Dropped dead of a heart attack in the Knickerbocker Hotel right off of Hollywood Boulevard.
The Knickerbocker Hotel right there in Hollywood,
which
is still there. It's an old folks home.
It was an old folks home, right.
Speaking of the Knickerbocker, I'll get to the Nick in a bit. Let's just finish off the birthdays. Mark Knopfler, lead man from Dire Straits, 64 today.
Wow.
Tennis player, Pete Sampras.
Huh.
42.
42, right. Yeah. And he's been retired for about 5 years or so, I guess, right?
A little longer than that. A little longer than that, yeah. Plaxico Burress.
Yeah, he was just on Celebrity Wife Swap.
Boy, he was kind of a drip, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Big time drip.
That was a good episode.
These guys that like to do all the watch TV, play video games, and eat dinner by themselves, like in their room. Or
and how about, he never ate with the family. He
That's
ate
what
his
I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah.
How ridiculous, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
really is.
Plaxico, I mean, he had a nice wife, too. Not only was she good-looking, she was an attorney.
Yeah, right,
and
exactly.
And she came home and took care of everything.
She sure did, yeah.
So, but anyhow. That was the
3-6 Mafia guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good episode, that one.
That was a good episode.
Yeah.
That was a good pairing.
Yeah, it was.
So Plaxico, happy birthday, 36. I'm pretty sure his career is over.
Yeah, it's over. But he's got a sock business. I forgot to look into that, but he's got a...
socks.
Yeah, he sells socks.
Like...
designer socks.
Like, what's his name from the Kardashians?
Right, Scott Disick.
Robert Kardashian.
Oh, that's right,
yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Canton Floss.
I saw a preview for his new movie. He looks good.
Canton Floss has a new movie?
Yeah, it's a bio picture all about him.
You're kidding.
Looks good.
Him?
Some nobody, a Mexican guy that looks like him.
Yeah.
Half the movie's in Spanish.
Yeah.
So it's like a... You know, it's almost like a foreign film.
Yeah,
but it looks good.
So for the listeners that who do not know Canton Floss, he was a big time Mexican.
A lot of people considered him the Charlie Chaplin of Mexico.
Right,
he was big in the 40s. Oh, and
which,
the 50s.
By the way, did you see all the good stuff with that was on last night on TCM? Not last night, tomorrow, about Charlie Chaplin, his early career and stuff.
One good one you may want to watch is The King in New York. That's a little one that people haven't seen, but it's a good one.
King of New York,
1955. Yeah. Turner Classic, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, okay. Anyhow, Canton Floss would be 103 today.
Wow.
Yeah, he would be 103 today. And the last celebrity who's celebrating birthday today is, I think we've met him, Dean Brody, the country music star.
Right, sure. We met him a couple times up there in Edmonton.
CCMAs, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 38 today.
38.
So
we'll probably
Dean,
see him in a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, I would assume we are. Dean, happy birthday to you, celebrating 38, and we'll see you in Edmonton in 3 weeks, and I'm looking forward to that, Mark. By the way, it's 86 in Edmonton today.
Wow, heat wave.
Yeah. So I guess it's the last year was warm, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was because our air conditioning was busted in the hotel,
yeah.
If you remember that. So it was very comfortable. I don't know about warm, but it was very comfortable.
And 3 years ago, it was raining when we were there.
Wow.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But I think it was a little later. Hey, before we go too much further with the show, let's give a big shout-out to our sponsor, Steamboat Soap Company, up there in Steamboat
This is breaking
Springs.
News, and I know we were about to say this in a minute ago about Robin Williams. We're going to be talking about Robin Williams in just a second, but breaking news from the sheriff's office in Marin County. Robin Williams committed suicide by hanging himself.
Yeah, terrible.
Hanging, yeah.
Let me just finish off this real quick sponsorship. Steamboat Springs Soap Company in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. They are presenting the show today, world famous, and Ranch Organics. They're their partnership company. And if you get a chance, get out there and get their Barn Bong, which comes in an adorable jelly jar, and it smells great. Do we get one of those, Mark? I know we got the lip balms, but do we get the jelly jar?
I'm not sure.
You know,
not sure.
It's a mixture of whipped body. I like how this sounds. It's a mixture of whipped body cream, and it's all organic.
Wow.
Shea butter with essential oil. shelves.
Sounds great.
Currently flying off the shelves, Mark.
Yeah, I know. I can understand why. This stuff's great.
Big shout out to Steamboat Soap Company and Ranch Organics.
Ranch Organics is part of my daily regimen. In the morning, my skincare line or my skincare moisturizing is big in the
Huge.
Harris household. So
Huge.
I've got my morning moisturizer. Through the day, I'm using their lip balm. And then in the evening, I've got my moisturizer through Ranch Organics. So thanks again to Ranch Organics, where you can also buy your product at the what's the
Anthropology.
Name? Anthropology around the country
and
in,
also
in
Mark,
London.
And a couple shops in London. And the product is flying off the shelf. And owner of the company, Debbie Dygert, she will be in town this weekend attending our
Emmy
Gifting
Suite. She's in flight as we speak.
And she's traveling with her husband this time around. So
we'll
get an opportunity to meet him as well.
Fantastic.
Let's just travel back really quick back to the Robin Williams thing. You broke that news to me yesterday. You were coming home from our meeting and you shared that with me.
Yeah.
Boy, very, very upsetting. What a funny guy.
Yeah, you know, that's what everybody's saying. He was known a creative genius, a comedy genius. He was a genuine nice guy.
And you know, it's terrible and bad when you hear that somebody passes or they die, but when you hear this in this way, it's so tragic. And just imagining him hanging there from wherever with a noose around his neck.
Right.
So tragic.
He woke
so
up in the morning and just
disturbing.
Said, I can't take it anymore. And he had depression.
Two or three kids. I mean, they're in their 20s, but terrible.
His daughter just celebrated her 25th birthday 2 weeks ago.
How do you do something like that without thinking about them?
The depression, it gets you. It's like a disease. It's like it affects the brain. And, you know, you hear about this all the time. But when it happens to somebody who is financially comfortable, somebody who seems to be always cheerful and has a loving family and loving friends, that's what makes it that much more almost impossible to comprehend.
To them and,
Impossible.
Yeah. It's a chemical imbalance. Like you said, it's like a drug or it's an addiction.
Yeah.
It's like a disease, actually. And you just can't I guess you just can't do anything to help it. But actually, you can. There's medication that you could take for this.
Well, he was just in rehab a month ago. Mm-hmm. So I guess even the rehab at that point wasn't enough to help him. But the thing about it is that the screwy thing about it is he was last seen at 10 p.m. on Sunday evening. So I guess he went to bed. His wife saw him. And sometime during the middle of the night, he woke up and went down and hung himself.
Boy.
His wife got up, saw he wasn't in bed, and the horror he must have been when she went downstairs and
saw
him there. I mean, this is just unfathomable. I mean,
unbelievable. What a terrible loss.
Oh, just incredible. Larry King said, there are very few people that you can say there will never be another one. It's funny, Larry King says that. He's too. There's never going to be another Larry King.
Yeah.
There's never going to be another Howard Cosell. But there's a few people that you could say there's never going to be another one. And I must say that Robin Williams is one of those people you're going to say there's never going to be another one.
I like how this morning in the morning news they were comparing him to the this generation's Bob Hope as far as entertaining the troops.
Yeah.
He's been to 11 countries from Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, and all over the place entertaining the troops. And he's this generation's Bob Hope. So our thoughts
he will
and prayers
be sorely
to the
missed. My favorite movie was Mrs. Doubtfire, and I think that was a lot of people's favorite movie. But he had such a huge variety and a huge library of work. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I liked RV. Did you ever see RV?
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked RV. But,
RV
yeah.
was a, you know, was a
I
good
like
one.
Birdcage, too. I like
oh,
Birdcage.
That's great. Yeah, Gene Hackman posted a great posting on Facebook yesterday about what a great guy he was and how great it was to work with him. So
terrible
loss. And I just saw Birdcage a couple times in the last few weeks. They've been running it on the Ovation Channel, so I've been catching bits and pieces of it.
Haven't seen it in years. Haven't seen it.
I own it. I own it, by the way.
Of course you do. Mm-hmm. Too bad it's not autographed.
Yeah. Yeah, but Robin Williams, you will be missed. And there was a live thing on the news this morning. The head of the Chamber of Commerce was out there making the presentation at the Walk of Fame, the flowers at his star and everything. And it's
terrible.
Doggone shame. Again, can't say enough about this. Robin Williams, you will be missed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get on with the show, shall we?
New York. I was in New York last week, Mark.
And, hey, they say it's the city that never sleeps.
That's a fact. I got to tell you, I was.
They don't call it the Big Apple for nothing, right?
7 days business still was conducted. You were maintaining the
holding the fort down.
Holding the fort. I was trying to do what I could while I was there. But Ben, have you ever been to the world famous Russian Tea Room?
I have a few times, and I must say it's one of my favorites.
You know, a big heyday in the 70s and 80s.
It was closed down for a number of years then when they were remodeling it in the late 90s.
Boy, it did not look like it was remodeled at all. by having dinner there last week. Now, we were there on a Sunday for dinner, not a Saturday or Friday, but a restaurant that has the reputation that it currently holds, and it's been around for 87 years. You figure even on a Sunday evening at 8 o'clock, there'd be people. We were there, 8 o'clock reservations. There were three other couples at tables.
That was it?
That was it for Sunday night. Huh. So what does that tell you? But that was the first time I ever had borscht, which was fantastic. Have you ever had borscht?
Yes, I've had borscht when I was at the Russian Tea Room 6 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's, you kind of have an acquired taste for it.
I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
And then I had it with the side of sour cream and a warm...
Well, you got to have the sour cream.
Yeah, and a warm peeled potato. So fantastic restaurant.
I hope you had some vodka when you were there.
Oh, I did.
Good.
Definitely. And I had... it was a vodka I never heard of because I didn't want... They had a good selection, but pretty much everything on the menu I have already...
Belvedere, yeah, Absolute, I've tried Grey Goose.
It was a brand called RYS.
Yeah, Ries. Delicious.
Yeah, delicious.
Yep.
Fantastic and just a wonderful trip. Was busy every day. I know, finally, per your request, got to the Shake Shack burger joint. Waited in line for 50 minutes.
Did you go to the one that was near the Times Square?
We did that for Custer, but we had...
you went to the one at the park, right?
Yeah, went for the park, and it was a Saturday afternoon, and it was a 50-minute wait, and I think that's the longest I've ever waited for any restaurant.
It was something, though, wasn't it?
I mean, we've waited at, you know...
Yeah.
Before 50 minutes. And from the time we got into the line to the time we ordered to the time we waited until the time we started eating, it was 60 minutes. It was
well worth it, though, right?
Well worth it. However, the burgers are great. The shakes are not worth $5 a shake.
I'm not a shake person. Yeah, occasionally, I'll get one in and out.
Yeah,
but
it's Shake Shack, so you know that's I had it, but not worth $5. Yeah. And the fries are just okay.
But what about the
burgers were great?
What about the Custer?
Just okay. Yeah.
Well, you're not a connoisseur of the Custer like I am. But the good thing about the Custer is they've got that special line. You don't have to wait in the whole big line if you want just the Custer.
Still have to wait 6 minutes after I place the order.
6 minutes is nothing, though.
But in any event, I like Rita's Custer better than that Custer.
Oh, gosh.
And, I thought it was – if I would have waited more than 6 minutes, I wouldn't have
One of their
famed burgers is absolutely fantastic. Where the burger's like $4.50 or $5, the $8.50 portobello mushroom burger is the best because it's a large portobello breaded mushroom stuffed with Munster and cheddar cheese.
Sounds great.
Also on top of the patty. So fantastic. It was a great afternoon to eat in the park. The burger was fantastic, but for those of you out there who like shakes, ain't no big shake with the Shake Shack shake.
Hey, we got one of these coming to Las Vegas in the fall, Shake Shack.
Yeah, hey. That's fantastic. What's the other the place that we like, Mark, in Vegas, the burger joint that's at the...
Yeah, Steak Shake, or Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
At the South Point.
Yeah, now that's a good burger, and that's a real
that's
good...
That's great.
And the shake there is excellent.
Yeah.
So...
Problem with the
Steak and Shake
is it's at South Point, which is all the way at the end of the strip.
Yeah.
You're not going to go out there for dinner.
You got to get it going in or coming out.
Right, you do. And you're not going, you're coming out, you're coming in early, you're going out early. You want to get home, so you don't want to stop there. You want to get to Vegas, you're not going to stop there. So it's almost impossible for you to stop at the
but we have,
Steak and Shake.
We still have a couple times.
Or Shake and Steak.
At the South Point. Steak and Shake at the South Point.
Right.
Right? Steak and Shake? But they don't have shake. I mean, they don't have steak. It's just a burger.
Well, steak burgers. Yeah, those are steak burgers.
And your favorite one is the butter burger.
Love the butter burger. Yeah. Got to put that butter on my burger.
Like it. Extra melted.
Yeah.
Extra butter.
Yeah.
Nice and melted.
Yeah.
Very good.
Good stuff.
But,
good stuff.
So
hey, I want to do a quick shout out real quick here to Classy Classics Cars. Now, these guys have these classic Rolls Royces, okay?
Classy stuff, Mark.
Right. And we had the pleasure of riding in the classy white Rolls Royce to the Reality
Wanted
Awards a few months ago. It's www.classychassisrentals. Let me spell that for you. It's CLASSYCHASSISRENTALS. Boy, that's a mouthful.
You ain't kidding.
Phone number is 818-321-9022, and the proprietor is Mel Harrison. Mel's a great guy who has these classic Rolls Royces, especially this 61 white classic Rolls-Royce that you and I took to the award show, which is a fantastic car. It's a nice car to be seen around town and a nice car to be chauffeur-driven around town. So we thank Mel for the opportunity to utilize his Rolls-Royce, and we're trying to get a promotion going here. Classy Chassis Rentals at classychassisrentals.com. Go to the website. He's got a couple great cars, and give Mel a call. Tell him the Harris Brothers sent you.
And, you know, Mark, nowadays when people are leaning more towards the town car or the Hummer limo or the SUVs, a lot of people aren't giving much thought about the antique classic vehicle to right. make an arrival in. And
right.
I tell you, that was a fantastic idea that
yep.
That we had a couple months ago, and just
right.
riding in that was great when we made our appearance. The photographers were snapping.
It's just a classy way of arriving at an event.
Very unique. In
polished,
fact,
the hood ornament was all sparkling.
When I was in New York last week, I was checking out Le Cirque for lunch, a silver 66 or 65 Rolls-Royce, the same type. What year was this one, Mark?
I think it was 61,
okay.
63,
the
something
same
like
style was pulling up to drop somebody off. It was silver.
Oh, so it was chauffeur-driven?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was chauffeur-driven. It was silver with white walls.
Wow.
And impeccable.
Wow.
People were taking pictures. There was nobody special in the car, but people were running up to take pictures of the car.
Classic.
Classic, yeah. So big shout-out again to them. And
who
nice,
got out?
Some financier.
Financier? How was he dressed?
Wonderful.
Wow.
Wall Street all the way.
Was he alone?
He was alone. White white collar, blue shirt.
Like I'm wearing right now.
Dark striped suit.
Tan stripe?
With tan shoes.
Nice.
Which is very, very popular, as we know that. But I saw a lot of that in New York.
Wow.
People with the dark suits with the – I'm wearing the tan shoes today. I think you
might
be as well.
I've been wearing tan shoes for years with dark
absolutely.
Suits.
Absolutely. But very popular and a sharp look.
Yeah.
Sharp look.
Great.
Yeah.
So he got out of the car alone?
He got out of the car alone.
Huh. Maybe he was meeting somebody.
Of course.
Guy like that, don't dine alone.
But that was just a weird thing to see.
What, the Rolls pulling up?
Yeah, with one guy getting out, you know.
Yeah.
It was almost like I don't even know. Birkslaw in the 60s. That show, was he chauffeur-driven or did he drive the
Rolls? No, he drove it.
He
drove it. That was his car, yeah.
Okay.
See, back in the 60s, that was just a Rolls just like they are nowadays. You know, you drove, more or less, you drove those things yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But that was an interesting sight to see. And like I said, nowadays where everybody's in either the town car, the Hummer limo, or the SUVs, which, by the way,
I was
taking the SUV to the airport the other day. I felt like somebody. I felt special.
Hmm.
Even though it was just an SUV and it wasn't nothing special about it, but it was all tinted and I don't know.
Man, it's the way to go.
It's the way to go. Hey, did you see Kim Kardashian on the Today Show today?
No, I didn't.
$200 million. I see she's going to be making off this this app that she's got.
$200 million. Is that what she was on there promoting?
No, not really.
Was Matt Lauer interviewing her?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
She was on the couch doing those uncomfortable high chairs.
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't there promoting anything. He was just talking to her about absolutely everything.
Oh, my
gosh. Ninth season of Kardashian's
career. Unbelievable.
On. Oh, and then she was you heard about that Selfies book that she's got coming out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is a good idea.
Yeah, she almost made the selfie
popular.
Popular.
Yeah.
And she's got in the book, which, by the way, it's called Selfish.
That's a good name.
Yeah, very good name. Good concept.
Well, I tell you, her mother knows how to work it.
No kidding.
Yeah. Because you know Kim's not doing anything in this regard.
And in the book is her first selfie that she took at age 4.
Four, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So everything about it is good. I mean, she pretty much created it. The title is good. It's fitting for her. But I guess she's at that point now because of this book coming out, 10th season or 9th season, this app.
She's probably
at the level where her value is going to be escalating into the hundreds of millions.
That's true.
You know, I was surprised to see her on the show alone without nobody, though.
Right. That is surprising.
I mean, she was just at the Teen Awards the other day with her two younger sisters. Nobody else.
Well, they were on there because they were winning the award for the show. But yeah, what were the other two doing that they couldn't be there?
Yeah. Oh, I think they're filming The Hamptons. Scott and Courtney were robbed. Their Hamptons house was robbed.
They have a house in The Hamptons?
Well, or the house that they're staying at.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Did you see the episode the other day? They were at the Versace Mansion?
No. I TiVo'd it, but are they in Miami the whole time, or is it just a part of the episode?
Just part.
Oh. What are they down there for?
Who knows?
Oh.
They're just down there. And the question I have is, why are they... Now, the Versace estate or mansion is on the market for $25
million. Yeah.
What are they doing staying there?
Well, it was a hotel. I mean, it's been a hotel for years.
Oh,
so,
but closed down, right?
It's closed down, yeah. Okay. But I guess it's still open if they're staying there. But, yeah, it's it's been marketed as a hotel.
Yeah. So they were, who knows what they were doing? Oh yeah, you know what they're doing? The reopening of Dash Miami.
Oh,
when we were there last
the
year.
The small little hole in the wall, right? Yeah.
Reopening.
But is it the same location?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, actually, I don't know.
Okay.
Don't.
It probably is a new location.
Yeah, it's reopening. So yeah, probably because when we were down there was very small.
Yeah, it was nothing. Nothing.
Well, just like the one out here, it's pretty small
nothing.
Too.
Yeah.
In fact, every time we go by, it's on what, Melrose?
Yeah. There's nobody there.
Never. I mean,
nobody in, nobody out. Nothing's going on.
Whether we're going by at 10 o'clock, whether we're going by at 2 o'clock, or whether we're going by at 6 p.m.,
yeah,
there's never anybody in there.
Dang.
You know?
Yeah, you're right about that.
The show is getting more and more ridiculous.
It's
and
like,
now, get this, Mark, get this. In this episode, supposedly, I was getting mixed up, Courtney and Chloe. Courtney now is an interior designer. Did you
what?
Know that? Yeah. And do you remember that show that used to be on Bravo about a year ago about interior designers? There's like three of them here in L.A.
Interior designers.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. But the one guy that I loved the most, I can't think of what his name was, but he was an English guy, English accent. The episode starts out where Chloe wants to hire him to decorate her new $10 million ex Justin Bieber estate.
Yeah.
So he was in there, which was kind of cool, and she was getting ready to hire him. But all of a sudden now Courtney is a designer.
Courtney's the girlfriend of Scott, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
So now she says she can design?
Yeah. And I think you have to have credentials or the certification to do this.
You don't have to. If you're going
to
hire somebody, naturally you want that from
yeah,
them.
Yeah. So get this. She's helping out Chloe, and then she slaps Chloe with her fee, $25,000.
Gosh.
Now, come on. I mean, come on, right?
That makes the show.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And, you know, and Chloe's like, you got to be kidding me. You're my sister. I thought this, you were just helping me out. And she's like, nobody works for free. So that was part of the show. And then, of course, when they were in Miami, Jonathan Chabon, whoever the hell he is.
You're right.
Her
does
best
he ever,
friend.
Is he ever working or is he ever doing anything?
Well, suppose he's working on opening a new
burger
place.
Oh, that restaurant.
He's
got that.
Okay. $1 billion burger.
Oh, he's got a $1 billion yeah. burger chain?
That's his, yeah. Mm. Well, I don't think they've opened it yet.
It's a franchise, I think. $1 billion burger, right?
Yeah.
There's a franchise of it, so I guess he's got the Miami franchise.
No, this is his new thing, though. I know there's another burger place that's made $1 billion, but I don't think it's called $1 billion burger. That's just Chabon.
So that's just his thing, $1 billion burger?
Okay. Uh-huh. So, that's his deal.
Yeah.
So, but I keep on watching the show, though. And then the Teen Choice Awards, Kim was on, like you
couldn't
said.
Couldn't stand 10
ass.
Minutes of that show.
Her
oh, yeah,
ass.
Her ass. Was that unbelievable?
That's the biggest ass, and that's what she's known for. And
yeah.
That's okay, but did you see what she was wearing?
Yeah.
She's supposed to be fashion savvy, but she's wearing that dress that's or that or whatever that has the horizontal lines.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or vertical lines.
But,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Her ass just looked so awesome.
And she looked like a tiny person.
Yeah.
The sisters, she was
dwarfing over
she was
here.
Getting dwarfed by
yeah.
them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just,
but that show, you're talking about the Teen Choice Awards. Naturally, we're not teens.
Yeah.
But I guess only two teens actually won Teen Choice Awards. Everybody else was not a teen either. But the show was just awful, if you ask me. And the first guy that came up to win, he's got that movie now with that sick girl. She's a sick girl
or
whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He
must
have been up there for like 8 minutes.
You're right, Mark, because when he won the award, I didn't know who he was. I left the room, and I literally came back, which I thought was about 10 minutes later, and he was still talking.
Yeah.
I thought, I didn't understand that.
He needed to get the hook.
Did they play the music for him to?
Well, he was just about done, and it was very obvious. He was just about ready to say goodbye, and then you could have a hint of the music going up, which means they were getting ready to do something, but he got out of there before.
Now, say 8 minutes. It must have been at least six, though.
Yeah.
At least
six. Oh, yeah, at least. And I couldn't believe it, because the first thing he said when he gets up there was, I don't know what to say.
Oh, is that right?
And he sure went on. He knew what to say.
Yeah, and they usually give you the hook after 2 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
So. But I didn't. I T-voted it, but I couldn't get into
awful show.
I didn't know these people, but I mean, why would I know these people? And the host, Tyler Posey, I had to Google him. Do you know who he is?
No,
he's on Teen Wolf.
Oh, that's right, Teen Wolf.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's on MTV.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't know. Tyler Posey.
Yeah.
You know. But
then I guess the girl was Sarah Hyland from
from Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Taylor Swift.
She won an award. Presented.
So she's a big name.
Yeah. Actually, she presented. She didn't win.
Okay.
Or did she win? I think she presented.
I just saw her there. But how much of it did you watch?
Probably more than I should have. I think about 20 minutes.
Okay, I watched 10 minutes. And other than the Kardashians and Taylor Swift, I keep on wanting to say Taylor Hicks, I didn't know any of the people.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a terrible show. Yeah. I mean, I can't say that enough. Just terrible.
Yeah. Hey, let's give a big shout out, Mark, again to our sponsor, RanchOrganics.com. Ranch-Organics.com.
Right.
And Steamboat Soap Company from Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Yeah, great.
Get out there, check out their website, get their product. It's in all the Anthropologies across the country, right, Mark?
Yeah, and they're all. You can also, if you're traveling and you're in London, there it is. Right there in London.
Remember that. If you're in London, get out there and get your Ranch Organics and Steamboat. So she's going to be participating in our event this weekend. Is she giving out Ranch Organics? Or
I think she's mixing it up, which Steamboat. Is great. I'll make sure I get my supply.
Steamboat.
Yeah, it's a great name.
I like the name, right?
Steamboat Springs.
Steamboat Springs.
Yeah. So we've got our big event taking place this Saturday right?
That's
it's the Emmys are in 2 weeks. They're early this week, so they're early. So our gifting suite is early,
which is
Wow Creations Celebrity Gifting Suite
Lifestyle.
On Rodeo Drive during Emmy Week.
That's right.
We are saying during Emmy Week because we cannot use Emmy. We cannot call it the Gifting Suite. Why is that, Matt?
Well, because we're not affiliated with the Emmy organization in any form or fashion. We do extend invitations to Emmy-nominated people, but we are not affiliated, associated in any form or fashion with the Emmys at
all. It's just during. We are saluting the Emmy Awards during Emmy Week, inviting the Emmy nominees, the Emmy presenters, past Emmy winners.
For people that know who we are and what we do, it's Wild Creations, and we do celebrity product placements, celebrity giftings, and so forth.
It's our core business.
And we are hosting a
celebrity gifting suite on Rodeo Drive
during Emmy Week.
Right.
And I don't see anything wrong with that whatsoever, Mark.
The Emmys own the name Emmys. The Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. So you have to walk carefully when you use the word they own.
As we do. And there's nothing wrong with hosting a celebrity gifting suite during that week.
Right. We're honoring Emmy nominees.
Yeah.
Emmy winners.
And we, again, are not affiliated, associated, any form or fashion.
We are going to the Emmys, though.
Yes,
that's for dang sure, for the fourth year in a row.
And looking forward to it, Mark.
Yeah. We are going there. We'll
Thank
be walking
you very
the
much.
Red carpet and enjoying it. Now, it is on a Monday this year, which is a real shitter.
A real shitter.
Because, you know, you go Monday's
well,
a Monday.
Well, our schedule's not that big of a deal, Mark. So whether it's on a Sunday or Monday, it's okay. But other people, not to mention traffic in downtown
well,
LA
the wives.
Monday.
For instance, both the wives are working that day, so they don't have the whole day to get pimped and prompt and hair and nails and you know all that stuff. They got to get it done quickly.
Doesn't feel right.
No,
hey, but the Oscars for the longest time were on Mondays. Remember?
Up until 10 years ago, the Oscars were always on Monday.
Always on a Monday,
and that was always the shits. But we never went to the Oscars other than being in the bleachers.
But it is the shits. There's something. Not to mention, what about the people that are work? Most people that are working, they don't get a chance to watch all the pre-shows. Where like on a Sunday, you get to watch Channel 5, Channel 2. You get to watch E. All the pre-shows.
Right.
But if you're working on that Monday, like most people are,
and then the extra traffic downtown LA.
Congestion.
Right. I mean, I got to say, Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, you really screwed up this time because you moved it for the Monday because the MTV Awards was holding theirs on a Sunday. Who gives a shit? Let them host theirs on a Monday. You're the Emmys. This is the 66th year. You hold yours on Sunday night like you always have and don't change yours to Monday night.
Make the MTVs move theirs.
Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there must be some good reason for that, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I mean, especially
like
with the MTVs taking place in Inglewood at the old Forum, Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's no traffic issues there.
And
but downtown LA?
Another thing, too, Monday is a working day for the studios. You know, usually the Emmys are on Sunday. A lot of people don't stay out late to the parties because they got to work on
Monday. A lot of shows are filming on Monday.
So that means they're shutting down.
Yeah.
What are they thinking, Mark?
You know, it blows me away. I don't know what they're thinking.
What are they thinking? Today's Tuesday, and you know what show airs on Tuesday night?
Our favorite show, Storage Wars.
Right. And you know who's making a return comeback this evening.
Go figure. Mr. Dave Hester. Right. The man in black.
Now, you always keep on saying over the last couple of weeks, Mark, 50% of the people like him, 50% of the people don't like him.
So it's a scratch.
It's a
scratch. Break even. You write half like, half don't.
I would assume the big hoo-has over at the Storage Wars are letting the dice roll, thinking, well, it's either going to be better or how much worse could it be?
But, you know, this is hypocrisy here, and it's grandest scale, because here you've got the one guy, Dave Hester, being fired, terminated, and then claiming that the whole show is a farce.
Yeah.
But yet, he's coming back to a show that he's made very clear is a farce. A&E and the original productions and Storage Wars terminate him and sue him. So we've got lawsuits back and forth. They're winning, everybody's winning one. So
what do you figure, Mike?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to figure it because it's ugly for everybody.
Yeah.
Lawsuits, payments made, terminations, bad things going back and forth, claims of fraud and fake.
I got to tell you, though, I am looking forward to – I don't like him or dislike him.
Yep.
I'm in between.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll be watching. I get the East Coast feed, so I'll be watching at 6 p.m. tonight.
Very much looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah.
Should
so
be entertaining.
We'll see. I'm sure that naturally there will be a bump because even if you don't like him,
yep.
and like I said, there's 50% people like and don't, even if you don't, you will be watching tonight because you're going to want to see what direction this thing goes in.
Yeah.
So
and then that's going to be I'm not sure if it's immediately followed by the new Jared and
there's a
Brandy.
Second new episode after the first episode, and then the Jared show starts at 10. So we've got two new Storage Wars episodes tonight. Will Dave Hester be in both? We don't know. We know he's in the first one at 9 p.m.
So I wonder when he did make the appearance for the episode if anybody else knew that it was happening or if they just – I would assume they just had him arrive. So everybody else could be totally surprised.
We'll see you tonight.
Yeah.
But I think so, yeah. I think he just arrived.
Yeah, that would be a gas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden he's pulling up and they're thinking.
Blows me away. I guess I still just can't. Again, you've got the guy saying this is awful, that it's all fixed. And then he comes back there and he's going bidding on things that he's already said is fake.
Yeah.
So how do you put that back in the show?
Well, I guess if ratings double tonight, we'll understand the reasoning. If they go down.
Well, and you know they paid him a fortune, too,
sure.
to be in tonight's episode.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is you've got a guy bidding on a locker who has already self-proclaimed that it's fake. I'm bidding on a locker that's all set up.
Yep.
It's all fake.
What
it's
are you
all
doing
fixed
back?
Up. What are you doing back? And we know money tells the story.
Yep.
But still, it blows me away.
Yeah. You know, Mark, we had a meeting yesterday, a pitch meeting yesterday.
Great meeting, by the way.
Great meeting in regards to reality. And at the end of the day, reality doesn't always mean reality.
Right. We know that because we're in reality.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of reality, back for the second season, Hollywood Hillbillies.
Ah, I love it.
Now, that is an entertaining show.
Yeah.
I mean, Mima, for those of you out there who watch it, it's on the Reels channel. A lot of people don't get that, but Mima is the mother of the star of the show. She's the star of the show.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, she's so good. I think she's an actress. I don't think that's actually who she is.
But that is a funny show. And back to reality again. The other day, the Kardashians won in the category for Best Reality Show.
Right.
Did you see what they were nominated against?
Yeah, I didn't know what those other shows were.
Dance Mom was the only other one that I knew. The other three, I never even heard of them before. But it's like Davy and Goliath.
Yeah.
You got the Kardashians against these other three that I've never even heard of, and I'm a reality junkie.
Well, listen, as long as we're talking about reality show, I want to take a moment to promote our new reality show on internet TV.
Oh yeah,
the Harris Brothers World of Wow. If you haven't had a chance to see it, go to www.firstrun.tv. You can watch this thing 24/7, 365, anywhere, anytime around the world. Your mobile device, your tablet, your cell phone. You can watch this thing on your desktop, your laptop, your
even at 30,000 feet, Mark, when you're flying from New York to L.A.
Yeah. There you go. So firstrun.tv is running the Harris Brothers World or Wow.
Our first
episode. It's a great 30-minute episode. It's first episode. We're going to be filming more episodes. You're going to be able to watch this thing anytime you want. So it's some good, fun family entertainment.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Very entertaining as well.
So the first episode is currently running as we speak. So go over to firstrun.tv and enjoy the Harris Brothers World of Wow.
Fantastic. You know, Mark, one of the enjoyable, fun things about being a tastemaker is being able to get to new restaurants and attending openings and what have you. Sunday, we had the pleasure of being invited to have a poolside brunch at the Beverly Hilton Hotel.
Yep, it was Cirque 55.
Cirque 55, and I got to tell you, we are brunch people.
Yeah, we love the brunch.
It was a breakfast brunch, though. Most brunches are brunches where it's breakfast
combination
and lunch.
Of breakfast and lunch, hence the name brunch.
Right, exactly. But it was breakfast brunch. That was buffet. But
right. The breakfast was the buffet, but the lunch was off the menu.
Yeah. And which was a nice combination because
Fantastic.
you had the buffet that you could go to and then also order off the menu, which we did start off with
you have
the lobster bisque.
Right, you have the...
First off, let's preface this by saying we were literally outside poolside
on a
beautiful,
beautiful day.
Sunday
in Beverly Hills.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
All the beautiful women were out.
Yep.
The people were cutting deals at the pool.
Yep.
And the champagne was flowing.
Non-stop flowing. Now, that's a great brunch when you've got non-stop flowing
when
champagne.
When you don't have to ask. But our brunch started with the lobster bisque.
Which was incredible.
The best I've ever had.
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, that's where it started with that. And then we decided to start off with the breakfast buffet, which naturally, one of the things I love of a breakfast buffet are two things. The omelet bar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you throw everything on there, which is fantastic. And I loved it. And then, you know, the sausages and the bacon and the potatoes and the bagels.
I like the cheese platter.
The always
cheese, like the
cheese platter. You
fantastic
know,
and, Swiss cheese.
What
boy,
else
my
mouth
is
something
watering
else
right
they
now.
Have there? I forgot what else they have at the breakfast buffet.
Oh, the usual. You know, they had Eggs Benedict.
Oh, that's it. Eggs Benedict, yeah.
Which was one of
which is fantastic.
The only thing that I, as much as I love Eggs Benedict, and I really, really do, when you get it to brunch, you don't have the, I always ask for the extra hollandaise sauce.
Yeah, they're not going to have that at the buffet.
Right. That's the only thing I miss out. And then we had, after that, we
the main entree
the
was
short
the
ribs. Short ribs.
With
short
potatoes bread. And carrots. Fantastic. And then after that, they bring you out a whole tray of desserts.
Desserts, yeah.
Which were the macarons.
The
you
macarons.
Had some what do you call those? Belgian chocolates. Truffles, macarons.
Like chocolate mousse. Chocolate
covered strawberries, parfaits.
And they had like cake pops.
Yeah, cake pops. That was it, which was good. Have you had yours?
I did last night. I didn't eat it there. We were completely full, but we were lucky enough to be able to take it home with us.
And, yeah, that's a first because you never get to take this stuff home, but you're paying for the – because well, actually, the desserts weren't a buffet style. They just bring you a tray of them, and they're all yours to go. You can eat it there. You can take it with you.
I probably wouldn't have thought about bringing it home, but I saw the people at the table next to us bring theirs home, and I thought, why not? I'm not going to eat it here because I was – way too stuffed with the overabundance of food. Did you catch the name of the champagne that was being poured?
You know, I didn't. I knew what it was ahead of time when going in there because I asked what it was before we got there.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot what it was. I forgot
so
what it was.
So big shout out to Circa 55 at the Beverly Hills Hilton.
No, it's not the Beverly Hills Hilton. It's just the Beverly Hilton.
The Beverly,
in Beverly
Hilton.
Hills, yeah. I tell you, Merv Griffin were still alive, he'd be having a nice big smile on his face right
how
now.
How about the Trader Vic's, which are known for it? It's just a
it's
little
just
bar.
It's just a little bar now.
I mean,
but at least it's something.
At least they still kept, I mean, they still kept the name.
Yeah.
But
it's
what's
something.
Occupying the old space?
Yeah, who knows? I guess they just didn't get enough people going to the restaurant, the bar and restaurant.
Well, what was the club they used to have there, too? That wasn't the Coconut Grove. It was the
Coconut Grove was at the Ambassador.
Right, but they used to have something really. It was coconut something here.
I don't know.
Oh, Rumba Room or something like that.
No, no.
Rumba
Conga
Room? Maybe it was something like that.
Mm.
That was big in the 60s as well.
Mm.
So big shout out to that fantastic brunch, and I absolutely cannot never get enough brunch.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about the brunch is in the evening, I mean, you're pretty much done for the whole day. I don't know. Did you have dinner that night?
I don't think
come
I
at 7:30, 8 o'clock, suddenly I had a craving for chili because we were in Cincinnati a few weeks ago and they're famous for the chili. So we had all this chili in Cincinnati, so I had this craving for chili.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's has got some good chili. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've had it lately. So I popped
a couple
down,
months ago.
I popped down to the Wendy's and got the chili with the cheese and the onions and the crackers, and they have this great hot sauce you put on it.
Hot sauce, really?
Yeah, it's chili hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
For $1.59, it is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my dinner Sunday night, Wendy's chili.
Boy, now that you're talking about that, Mark, I wish we had a Wendy's locally here. I'd like to have that for you.
Good stuff. Really good chili.
Yeah.
I think really
we're
going to
have Philly steak sandwiches for lunch today.
At Sam's. I think it's Sam's. Is that called Sam's?
Charlie's.
Charlie's. That's it. Charlie's. Yeah. They got a good chicken Philly. Chicken Philly.
Chicken Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chicken Philly. But,
right. So that's lunch. Hey, let me take a quick second to thank our sponsor again, ranch-organics.com and Steamboat Soap Company for being our sponsor on today's show. If it was not for sponsors like this, this show would not be able to be brought to you live around the world 24/7, 365, ladies and gentlemen, or live here L.A. time, 11 o'clock Pacific time, every Tuesday. So if you are anywhere near a computer, a mobile device, tablet, iPhone, Samsung, you can listen in wherever you are. Just like our TV show on internet television on FirstRun.TV, the Harris Brothers World of Wow. It's a great new show. Internet TV is the way to go because you can watch it anywhere around the world,
anywhere,
on a tablet,
anytime.
iPhone,
anytime.
iPad. You know, it's fantastic. Also, I want to take a moment to promote our website, www.wowcreationsmedia.com.
Check it out.
It's a great way to see what we're doing, where we're going, what events we're doing, what celebrities we've met. In the meantime, why didn't you like us on Facebook, facebook.com/wowcreations. We're also on the Twitter, twitter.com/wowhollywood. We're also on MySpace, LinkedIn, Flickr. So you can listen to us, you can follow us, you can watch us anywhere around the world at any given time. If you want to get an autographed photo from us, Drop us a line at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. We've got autographed photos we're sending to all our fans anywhere around the world.
Let's
we just ordered
the T-shirts, Mark.
We've got T-shirts also with our caricature.
How about the bobbleheads?
Which is great. We've got bobbleheads coming. So we're a niche industry all our own. The Tastemakers, the Harris Brothers, the Kings of Swag. You know, we're not on tonight on Storage Wars, but it's going to be a great two episodes tonight. So watch it, 9 p.m. around the world, well, around the country on A&E Network. So it should be good. So I think I pretty much pitched everything we're doing. And then also, if you've got a brand, a product, or service, and you're based in Canada, there is still time to be part of the official two-day backstage celebrity gifting suite for the Canadian Country Music
CCMAs.
Awards taking place at the Rexall Center in Edmonton.
Beautiful Edmonton, Mark.
Two-day event. So we've got
backstage
gifting going on Saturday, Sunday. You can listen to the rehearsals while you're there. So if you're Canadian-based and you want to get your brand in the hands of some of the biggest names in Canada,
and speaking of which, didn't we have the pleasure of meeting Taylor Swift last year?
We sure. Well, actually, that was 2 years
ago. Very friendly.
Yeah.
I was very surprised with how friendly she was.
And not to forget, even though our Emmy gifting or our celebrity gifting suite on Rodeo Drive during Emmy week is just a short 3 days away, we've got one spot left. If you've got
one
a brand,
spot.
A product, a service, and you're based here in Los Angeles or the Southern California
promote
area,
yourself.
Contact us. We'd love to have your brand. We are in the rooftop penthouse. We've got inside, outside views of Rodeo Drive, Hollywood Hills, the beach. Contact us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, and your brand might be in Rodeo Drive this weekend.
Can you see the Hollywood sign from the penthouse?
No, you cannot. Oh. But if you get all the way on the top of the roof and tiptoe, you might just be able to.
Oh. How about the beach? Can you see the beach?
Not quite, but almost. But you can smell that cool, fresh air from the beach, you know. And Saturday, I believe, we're scheduled for a comfortable 82 degrees.
Boy, what more could you ask for I mean, as far as weather, compared to our Oscar event earlier in this year when there's a monsoon season?
Oh, gosh. And then also last year's Emmy event, Matt, I don't know if you remember, it was like 95 degrees.
Yeah.
Sweat balls were dripping all over the place.
Yeah.
It was quite a challenge.
We went from sweating to having to bundle up and use those umbrellas, and oh gosh, it was just terrible.
It was a challenge, but that's the business we're in. You know, some days are good, some days are bad.
Most of the time, it's good.
Most of the time, it is good. You know,
what time does that event start?
Which event? Oh yeah, the gifting suite will start at 10 a.m.
And
it goes to 5 p.m.
And then we have an event we're going to later.
It's a Burn Notice, a show that's on USA.
Yep,
they've got a big party downtown rooftop.
Oh, we love the rooftop.
Hors d'oeuvres. Open bar,
ooh.
Complimentary parking.
You don't say.
With some celebrities in attendance.
Ooh.
So, I mean, it's got all the
components and ingredients of a fantastic evening.
Yeah.
And party.
Right. So we'll be there. It's at the 1010 Wilshire
Building.
That's
a cool way to go these days.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a place downtown I haven't been to. My wife's been to a couple times called The Perch. Have you heard of it?
It's called the what?
The Perch.
Purge?
Perch.
Perch?
Yeah. Like where eagles perch or whatever. That's supposed to be really hot, happening, and cool.
Nice.
Yeah. What's the name of the place we're going to for this party? It's not the Perch.
No, for Saturday's party?
Yeah.
It's at the 1010 Wilshire Building.
Oh, yeah.
So it's rooftop poolside. It's not
condos?
At a
condos?
Yeah, condos, restaurants, apartments, shops.
You said open bar?
Open bar.
Oh, boy.
Free parking, open bar,
you got
and hors d'oeuvres. Got us on the list.
Are we on the list?
Got us on the list.
Boy,
and then you've got views overlooking beautiful downtown L.A.
That damn list. Even when you're on the list, when you're going up, you're still not sure if your name is going to be on that list.
Yeah, that's true. It's just a free-for-all. You hope you are, but if you're there, you're there. If you're not, you try to bamboozle your way in. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be some celebrities coming to our gifting suite on Saturday that are not
rejection.
On the list that are going to try to get on the list.
Rejected.
Yeah, yeah. So
the list.
Yeah, the list. It sounds like a movie, right? The list.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that when we were at Sundance a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we're 4 months away now?
Yeah, but September, you know, here we go right into that same problem.
December,
we're
5 months.
Judging Miss New York, which is the same week as Sundance.
Is it the same week?
Of course.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
it. So I'd still like to catch the tail end of Sundance because that's the weekend we come back. So we're doing Miss New York.
York
is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sundance opens that Friday, and Saturday and Sunday naturally is the opening weekend, which is the best. We leave New York on Monday. So what I'm saying is we do the New York thing, and we come back for 2 days in Sundance. We get the tail end of it. Naturally, it's not the best because it's not the opening weekend, but it's something better than nothing.
Hmm. Yeah, we could have a place out there.
Your
I
call.
Guess.
Right?
Yeah. Sure, they didn't realize it was the same weekend. Again, I know that was the problem we ran into last year.
Yep, same weekend.
Oh boy,
I was going to submit us for credentials for Sundance, and then I realized, well, I don't know, because we're
It's just like we're going to Miami for an event in November. It's the same weekend we were asked to be judges for Miss Hawaii.
Yeah.
So the question is, by the way, Mark, we should send them something
and let them know now. That,
yeah. So they don't get the travel plans already.
Right.
But, so it's a choice of judging Miss
Hawaii.
Once we get
the signed agreement back for the Florida event,
okay.
We're still waiting to get that back.
Yeah.
So once we get
that judging,
and
I love Hawaii, but I love Miami. And Boca Raton.
Yeah, my choice is Florida. It's a great cause.
I love the hospitality tent.
Yeah.
2 days of it.
Right. And then the Friday night event, the Grand Gala. No, Saturday night, the Grand Gala. Friday night, meet and greet cocktails, at the Boca Raton pool.
Then
you've got the tennis match on Saturday afternoon.
With the hospitality tent again.
Yeah. So, everybody, our listeners around the world, thanks for tuning in today. We appreciate your... you're following
listening.
And follow us at
wildcreationsmedia.com. Oh, that's our website.
But well,
follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, MySpace, go figure.
Flickr.
Do we still have that MySpace account?
Yeah.
Okay, follow us on Flickr. And
so thanks again for listening. We're back here again next Tuesday at 10 a.m. on latalkradio.com. Stay cool.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.